Chapter 6, Napkin Presentation Number 5, Ships at Sea. You have now been in your business for about a week, 2 weeks, a month, or whatever length of time it takes for you to decide to get serious and get growing. By this time, you have sponsored a number of people. This presentation is one that is fun to do with a group of people, more so than in a one-on-one situation. Almost everybody has heard the phrase, "When my ship comes in." I'm reminded of the pessimist who flippantly quips, "With my luck, when my ship comes in, I'll be at the bus station or the airport." In multi-level marketing, you really can have your ship come in. If you learn and apply these napkin presentations, you can be there when it comes in. I sometimes ask people if they have a long-lost relative that is going to die and leave them a lot of money. The fact is, most people really don't have much of a chance of that happening. Most people really don't have much of a chance for their ship to come in. However, in multi-level marketing, they can. This is just one of the reasons why I am excited about MLM. When you're talking to people, you can give them hope. Hope that they don't have to spend the next 30 to 40 years working for a company just so they can draw a pension and retire. Did you ever notice how people work 30 to 40 years so they can retire and see the world, but then now they are trying to live on half their income? Multi-level marketing really does give people the opportunity to see their dreams come true, and they don't have to wait or work 30 to 40 years to see them. Most people are fearful about trying to start and build a business of their own. MLM gives them the opportunity, without disturbing their present means of support, to get involved and try it out. What I will show you now is how you can have your ship come in. This would represent your reaching the top of whatever multi-level marketing organization you happen to be involved with. When your ship arrives, you are going to cash in on whatever cargo it is carrying. What I do when showing this analogy to someone is to draw three ships at sea. Off to the side or at the bottom of your napkin, you draw the shore. That's where you are waiting for your ship to come in. Label the first ship gold, the second ship silver, and the third ship, MT, empty. The ships represent the people in your organization, whether you sponsored them directly or not. They may be at any level on down the sponsorship line. Knowing that you are going to cash in on the cargo when your ship comes in, which of the ships are you going to work with to help them reach the shore? The gold ship, you say? Of course. So why is it that most people seem to want to work with the empty ship? Because most people have never been involved in anything like this before. The parallel is this. The gold ships are the sales types they've sponsored and left on their own, thinking they don't need any help or direction. They are going to run with it and really go. Maybe they will, but probably they won't. Not without the success keys of building in depth rather than width. The MT ships are the ones that have been in the program several months, and you still have to convince them every time you see them that it will work. They tend to be somewhat negative and easily discouraged. Most people will work with the empty ship until they see this presentation. When they understand it, they will start working with the gold ships. When you sponsor someone into the business, they come in as a silver ship. It's basically determined by how you work with them, whether their cargo turns into gold or they remain empty. When we were talking about your five serious people in the first presentation, we were talking about five gold ships. Simply put, the more silver ships you have that turn to gold, the fewer you have to sponsor to get your five serious people. Here's how you can identify a gold ship or serious person. 1. They are eager to learn. They call you all the time with many questions they want answered. 2. They ask for help. They have someone they want you to see with them, to sponsor or train. 3. They are excited about the business. They understand enough about the program to know how it will work, and it excites them. 4. They make commitments. They are buying and using the products, and they are spending their spare time learning all they can about the products and the business opportunity. 5. They have goals. Goals help to drive a person to get what they really want. It's not absolutely necessary to have them written down, but it doesn't hurt, just so long as you have some definite things in mind that are a burning desire for you to achieve. 6. They have a list of names. That list will be written down. The reason for having it written down is simple. You can add to it at any time and you won't forget the name later. You may be driving in an area that you haven't been in for a while. Just being there will usually jog your memory of someone who lives or used to live in that neighborhood. Since you always, right, have your list of names with you, you can immediately add their name to your list. A few days later, when you are thinking about calling someone, you can scan down your list, and lo and behold, there is that name. If you hadn't written it down when you thought of it, you may never have thought of them again. 7. They are fun to be with. They look forward to your coming for a visit, business or pleasure. 8. They are positive. We all like to be around positive thinking people. It's contagious. The list could go on and on about the identification of a gold ship. Basically, the only difference between a silver ship and a gold one is the silver one hasn't been in the business long enough to understand it to the point of really getting serious about it. I want you to be aware of 3 important words. If you just understand these 3 words, you would understand what makes all MLM programs work. Those words are 1, expose, 2, involve, 3, upgrade. The first thing you have to do is to expose the person to the business you are in. Once you have exposed it to them, get them involved. Once they are involved, they will be thinking about how far they can go in the program and will be upgraded constantly. Expose them to multi-level marketing by explaining the various methods, retail, direct sales, MLM, of moving products and showing them the 2x2=4 napkin presentation number 1 in chapter 2. Get them involved. Take them on a trip to California via napkin presentation number 3 in chapter 4. Upgrading will be a natural for them once they understand and utilize all 10 of the napkin presentations and set their sights on the top. It is very important when you phone or visit your people that they realize you are calling because you want to help them and not because you are pushing them. Referring back to the empty ship type of person, when you call them because you want to help them, you get the feeling that they weren't exactly thrilled about you calling. This is a very good indication that they feel you are being pushy and bugging them. When you call empty ships, they think you are pressuring them. On the other hand, when you call a gold ship, they just figure that you are calling because you want to help, and you will pick that up in the tone of their conversation. Empty ships don't have goals. They don't have a list of names. They are definitely not serious. And on top of all that, they're usually a little bit negative. They are the ones you must keep proving things to all the time. Realize that when the empty ship sinks, it will either go down alone, or in the event that you work with empty ships rather than gold, it will drag you down with it. That is why I try to train my people to stay away from the empty ships and work with the gold ships or with the silvers to help them to become gold ships. Spend most of your time working with the gold ships to help them develop their own organizations down group. All of a sudden, the empties who haven't sunk, i.e. dropped from the program, and the silvers who haven't converted to gold yet, will see you moving ahead without them, and they might just call you instead. If a person's attitude about the business is on the way down, trying to stop it en route is next to impossible. You almost have to let it hit bottom. Then, when they are ready and they call you and want to get together and get going and get growing, you can bring them up very quickly. But if you run the risk of trying to bring them up while they're on the way down, i.e. working with a sinking ship, an empty one at that, they very likely could drag you down with them. This is somewhat of an enjoyable way of communicating with your distributors. When you get together, you can ask them how they are doing with their ships, how many golds, how many silvers, etc. An important point here, never ever call up a new distributor and ask him how much he sold last week. If you do, you have totally invalidated everything you've told him, because you told him right up front that he didn't have to go out and sell. They are just going to share with their friends, sponsor, and build an organization. If you ask them what they've sold, their first reaction will be to think that you are only interested in knowing how much money you are going to make off of them, and they are probably thinking correctly. The money will come automatically if you seek first to help your people to succeed. Zig Ziglar puts it this way, "You can have anything in the world that you want simply by helping enough other people to get what they want." When you want to talk to someone in your organization that you sponsor directly, whenever possible, call someone downline from them and chat with them a little to see if there is anyone you can help them to meet with or talk to. Afterward, you can call the first level person you originally wanted to talk to. And the first thing you let them know is that you were just talking with one of their distributors who is excited, and you're going to get together with them. Display to your people that when you call, you are calling to help them, not to check up on them. Checking up on their people is the direct sales company's sales manager's job, not yours. We are not in direct sales. We are in multi-level marketing. By now, you should be aware of the difference. To wrap up this presentation, I will point out that you, the reader, are not an empty ship. If you are, you probably wouldn't be reading this book. If you feel that you were an empty ship before you began to read this book, by the time you get this far, you are probably a gold, or at least a silver, well on your way to becoming a gold ship. Keep it up.